Network, NDSU soybean plant pathologist Wade Webster spoke at the Peterson Farms Seed Field Day to bring awareness to soybean disease issues. Despite a dry year, Webster has seen some disease pressure.
Even though it's been a very dry year, we're finding quite a bit of white mold in different pockets that lined up well with different rainfall events. We've also seen a lot of brown stem rot show up, which looks very similar to sudden death syndrome, but it is quite distinct within that particular disease. And then we're also seeing quite a bit of Phytophthora root and stem rot show up this year too. And that being one particular disease which can infect through both the seedling disease or seedling stage all the way up to the full maturity stages. So these are the primary diseases which we're trying to just educate, get awareness out, make sure people are understanding of how to identify these in the field.
A disease not normally found in the Red River Valley is also showing up.
So charcoal rot is one of the interesting diseases that have been showing up. Historically, this has been more of a southern disease because it requires such high temperatures. But this particular year, through all of May and June, we had very warm conditions and very dry conditions, which was highly conducive for this pathogen actually infecting into the soybean plants. And we're starting to see it show up here at the end of the season since we've been a little water stressed here on the back half.
As mentioned,